This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. In May, WOSU shared the story of the Butler family, whose son Andrew has a severe intellectual disability that causes sometimes violent outbursts. The father, Mark Butler, explained their predicament.
The only way to get him that care that he needed was to call our children's services agency, Franklin County Children's Services here in Columbus. And ultimately, in order for them to fund that care, we would have to surrender custody to the state.
They and other families like them asked the state government for a solution that would help them get the help they need without relinquishing custody of their children. Now the governor's office has provided an answer with $68 million and a three-pronged plan to modernize the systems that care for children with special needs. WOSU's Paige Flager has been following this story from the start, and she joins me now. Help us understand how this works, why the Butler family had to resort to this.
So social workers told Mark that his son needed to be put into residential treatment, which is really expensive, to balance his medications and unlearn some of these violent behaviors. Medicaid wouldn't pay for it, and Mark's private insurance wouldn't pay for it either. So giving up custody was his only option. Some families like Mark's give up custody when there are no other options left. Other families have reported feeling forced into it by children's agencies or having the custody of their other children be threatened as a result.
Wow. So this week, Governor DeWine announced several programs and a large chunk of money to try to help families like his. What was the first part?
So the first thing is kind of this development of a statewide program to give financial support to families at risk of having to give up their kids or who have already relinquished custody. The state's Department of Medicaid and the Department of Job and Family Services will tackle this together. It's about $8 million. And this team that they're forming will also provide resources and expertise to local systems who also interact with this population.
What sort of money is going to go directly to the local level?
So there's going to be $20 million to county public children's services agencies to assist with costs for kids who have been relinquished or are at risk of being relinquished. Christy Burry at Job and Family Services says county agencies are already really burdened by other issues.
Those agencies have really been hit hard by the opioid epidemic, and placement costs have gone through the roof, and recognizing that some of those cases are custody relinquishments where perhaps we have kids that could be with their parents or in the custody of their parents, but the level of care that they need is so high. So to help counties offset those costs.
There's also another aspect of this that isn't related to direct monetary support. What is that part?
Yeah, exactly. So there's also going to be a development of an action plan to try and reduce custody relinquishment altogether. So the group Ohio Family and Children First will work with other groups involved around the state. And this is kind of the more future-looking portion of the plan.
This is a significant amount of money. It's a pretty detailed plan. How many people will this end up helping in Ohio?
So we don't actually know how many people are giving up the custody of their children. We'll have a better idea of this as a result of this plan. So by focusing more on this specific issue, they want to get a better understanding of how often it happens so that they can measure the efficacy of these programs that they're trying out. So Christy Burry says once they stop the bleeding, they want to try and focus more on prevention.
The hope is that we continue to reduce the number of kids that get to that point where they need that level of care, and then work with all of our providers across the state to manage some of those costs differently.
That's Christy Burry of Job and Family Services. Thank you so much, Paige Flager, for telling us about this story.
Yeah, of course.